The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you to this beautiful and auspicious episode whereby we will be discussing the path of knowledge. The car is in motion already. We are now only exchanging a gear from another gear, because this is the thing which we have started, I think, now, this auspicious topic wherein we are trying to explain, to expurgate, to elaborate, to elucify the importance of knowledge. That is now where we are sitting on. We're still talking and discussing the virtues of knowledge. But before we start, allow me to say for a moment, which is one of our motto, that we start normally by listening to the virtue of a durood. As for the one who sent durood once, the hadith mentioned that good news for him, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will shower him with 10 special mercy. So whenever we are not busy, or of course we must set time aside, because this is very important, that we must recite and send salutation, because actually the one who benefit from those salutation, it's we ourselves. So let us not feel shy. Coming back to the line of discussion, allow me to divert again in place the importance of intention. As it is mentioned in the hadith of Tabarani, that niyyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. It is mentioned again as a simple reference, referring it to Riyadus Salihin, gardens of the pious. They in the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that all actions are nothing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless if they are begged with their intention. إِنَّمَا, verily, it won't be except that the deeds will be judged with their intention. So allow us to make a quick intention and to check our intention. As intention, it is a subject of check each and every time, because your intention, it can be good now, but as we run again in the race, it can change. It can be bad now and you can change it to be good. In Surah Al-Baqarah was mentioned, Nabi Musa alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam mentioned a special dua. This dua, today I'm going to start with that verse. Then we are going to look at the verses, of course. When Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua, he said, Qala, he said, Nabi Musa, A'udhu billahi, I seek Allah's protection, an akuna minal jahilin, from that I should be from among those people who are ignorant. Just see how despised, how bad ignorance is. Nabi of Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be associated with the ignorant people, and akuna, so that I can be from amongst one. I shall make a fa'ida. When we talk about a fa'ida, it means a golden point. We call it madani pool in an environment of da'wat Islam, but nevertheless a nugget in English, a point to note. I'm going to mention it very, very soon, but let us go down. The first we heard that Nabi Musa made a dua that, oh Allah, protect me, that least I should not be amongst the people who are ignorant. This shows how despised, how rejected ignorance is. Then another thing again, wa amara subhanahu nabiyahu, and Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, after we heard the dua of Kalimullah, Musa alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, what he made a request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Mali, we make a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from shaitan. Right? The same word a'udhu is used here. Protection, grant protection and security from being from among us, the people who are ignorant. Rather from ignorance also from himself. When something is mentioned, its entity is mentioned. You mention a part, nafi likul, to reject all, to put all in its place. When we are talking about to be associated with the ignorant people, we are talking about also ignorant itself and ignorant person itself. But nothing will benefit from them. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in the Quran that وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. When they hear lahu, that is useless talk, they turn away from it. وَقَالُوا, they say, that is the chosen servants, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا, we've got our ways, we've got our actions, وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, and they say that you have got also your ways, you've got your action, salamun alaykum, peace be on you. Meaning to say that we stay away from you. La nabtaghil jahilin, we don't seek anything to do with the ignorance. Just look how the words have put it in the Holy Quran, that the selected servants of Ar-Rahman, they stay away from the people of ignorance. They don't associate with them. Yet we still have got another ayah to mention, whereby Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 63, Surah Al-Furqan, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ibadur Rahman. I encourage the brothers that go and read Surah Al-Furqan, verse 63, wherein you shall hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised the Ibadur Rahman. Actually, Ibadur Rahman, the selected servants of Ar-Rahman. The word Ibad is the plural of Abd, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using here. This one, ibad, it has got a very special meaning, a special type of servant when he mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, ibadur Rahman, the selected servants of Ar-Rahman. Then he mentioned the characteristics why they were selected. He mentioned like that, like that, like that, like that. And from among us, the khususiyya of these selected servants, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal told us that وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the people, the ignorant people, start to address them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. You know, salam here, it means that they free themselves from them. They don't argue more with them. They will say salam. We don't, you know, they will excuse themselves diplomatically from them, the people who are ignorant. We are talking about that you must be choosing as far as your friend is concerned. Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. Henceforth, a saying goes, a person is on the religion of his friend. Fanzur amman tukhallilu. Look at whom you associate with. Are you associating with the scholars? Or are you associating with the ignorance? Because, with the ignorance one. Because if you associate with the ignorance, then you will get nothing except ignorance. A man will get, you know, we are nothing except the companionship which we keep. The poet said, don't ask me of a person, but rather go study his friends. Anil mar, don't ask about a person. Wangbur, but you must rather look his friend. Why? Because inna qarin, verily a friend normally follow the footstep of the one whom he calls a friend. Then he further goes on and says that, وَكَمْ مِنْ صَالِحٍ, how many pious people were there out there, but they were spoiled, the facade with yani, corruption of his friend. How many? Some people, they are taking drugs, because they are playing with people who are taking drugs. People, they end up doing wrong. Why? Because they are following their friends. So that's why we say that the golden principle in Islam is to stay away from the ignorant people. We just have to associate with the ulama. Why? We start to learn from them. You know, human nature, that you start to adopt the environment. Inshallah, a chapter is going to come whereby we shall going to mention vividly about selecting a friend if you want to get knowledge. It's a chapter on its own. Imam Az-Zarnuji, in his book Path of Knowledge, he's got a chapter that to select a friend if you want to learn knowledge. Inshallah, we shall going to look in that chapter at a later on stage. But for now, let us drive it back home. Let us put it in our minds that the point which we are deducing here is to stay away from bad company. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us from among those people who stay away from bad company. Now, another virtue of knowledge is that al-ilm, knowledge, hayatun, it's like life. When I'm saying the life which I'm talking about, let me put it in black and white so that people will understand. Let us look the life, what is the opposite of life? It's death. So the life which I'm talking about is the one which its opposite is death. So knowledge is life. So it's obvious, ignorance is death. And number two, we say that knowledge is life. Then not only, we are not yet done. We are going a step again to say vividly and proudly that knowledge is nurun. It is called nurun. It's light. Knowledge is light. We are going to prove this from the Quran. We are going to listen from the Quran. Anna al-ilma. We must know that verily knowledge, al-ilm, hayatun, it's life. Wa nurun, and it's light. Wal jahala, and we must know that verily jahala, yani atfun ila al-ilma. Said inna al-ilma, so al-jahala with a fatha, because it's an atf, the particle preceding it, it's inna, to say inna, verily. Al-jahala, mautun, is death. Viewers of Madani Channel, what now more will come after this, after hearing that ignorance is death? Wa-dhulmatun, and it's darkness. The one we have got, jahal, he is in darkness. He is dead. He is in darkness, severe darkness. Much that we can give you an example. Advancement of technology. We now have got electricity channeled in our house. Those days, people, they used to use lights, lamps, but fortunate enough, due to the advance of technology, we now have got the privilege to use light, electricity, hydroelectricity, solar electricity, whatever electricity available in some countries. But one way or the other, they've got electricity, some coming from coal, some coming from whatever, and you cannot limit it. As we are going with technology, people, they are still discovering many sources to derive this electricity. But it's not the point. The point is that you find that when the house have got electricity, it is illuminated. It illuminates the house. People, they enjoy, they feel comfortable. People, they will start to see each other. They will see where they place their things. They can eat, easily. You can even see nicely what is on your bed. If there is something, you can take it easy. Now, by the flash of a second, if electricity is gone, that time, if it is at mid of the night, it will be crystal darkness. Darkness in its darkest form. Whereby it will become hard now to see even who is next on you. That much that you find that A will end up banging his head on the wall whilst he wants to go to point B. That Fulan, that is sore and soul, will end up banging his head on the wall. Maybe he wants to go to the toilet. He is not seeing what is on your bed. Sometimes you can raise up your hand, you cannot even see. Exactly, this is darkness. But put light again, in a splash of a second, the light is back again. you find that now you'll be able to recognize what is now on your way. You can go to the toilet easily without bumping in the way. There will be no guessing. You know, in the darkness you'll be touching the wall, guessing. Exactly, that is how knowledge and ignorance operate in this world. Much that we are told that it is darkness, it is death. وَشَرُّ كُلُّهُ سَبَبُهُ عَدَمُ الْحَيَاةِ وَالنُّورِ. And evil, its source of origin is that there will be no light to see. That is the source of evil. If there is no light to see, then that's where evil will start to cripple the sins. If there is darkness, you will start to recognize good deeds as bad deeds. You start to see virtues as punishment. You start to see ni'mah as nukmah. Because darkness will cover you much that you won't recognize, differentiate between good and bad. Again, let's go to the example whereby there is darkness. If I put a sheep and we put a lion, of course, if there is no a sound emanating from this animal, if I say go and touch, you can end up going and touch the lion because you'll not be seeing, rather than going to the goat. Why? Because you're not seeing. That's why people, they are doing sins. Why? Because they are not seeing. They are in the darkness. It is the dark which is engulfing them, which is covering them. So that's why we say that knowledge, it's light. Al-ilmu nur. So we come to the point whereby we are saying that knowledge is light and ignorance is like darkness. Inshallah, with time we are going to stop there. In our next episode, we are going now to try to look and to see those verses which tell us that knowledge is light and ignorance is darkness. Knowledge is life and ignorance is death. Let us try to conclude today with the motto, the maqsad of da'wati Islam, that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. To rectify yourself, you need to go under the training of feeling the madani in'am. And to rectify the people of the whole world, you need to move in the caravan of teaching, that is madani qafila, the caravan of moving door to door, trying to teach the people, trying to take them out from darkness and bringing them back to Noor. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.